Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And I'm starting a new topic today with stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Navigating Elder Care and Dementia. So this new collection really supports family caregivers. And we need lots of support because it's tough becoming the caregiver for an impaired spouse or parent. These stories will make you feel less alone and more empowered in this new role. I think one of the most important things you can do if your family member has dementia is to learn to let go of your reality. You have to accept that your loved one has a new reality. And there's no point in trying to correct an incorrect memory. You just go with it because what difference does it make anyway? Your role is to keep the conversation going, even if it's not based on the true facts or the true history as you know it. And your role also is to live in the moment, learning how to sit back and enjoy the little things with your family member. And that might mean that you and your loved one spent half an hour discussing a tree that you're looking at. So Lizzie Carney learned how to live in the moment as she watched her mother's Alzheimer's strip her of her memories, the same way a tree loses its leaves one at a time until they're all gone. And we actually started this story with a quote from Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, which I thought was relevant. It says, "The leaves of memory seem to make a mournful rustling in the dark." And that really is what Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia feel like. And Lizzie explains this in her story. "I am losing my mother in pieces. She is like an autumn tree, beautiful, colorful, and dying. The breeze of Alzheimer's whispers through the branches while her memory drops off with the leaves." So there is something about nature that grounds someone with dementia. I see it with my father. He spends a lot of time discussing trees now. And Lizzie says that her mom loves looking at trees and birds and nature, and she brings that new appreciation to Lizzie. One day, she pointed out what she called the little fast birds to Lizzie because she'd lost the word hummingbirds. Another day, they looked at the clouds drifting in the sky, and Lizzie's mom saw the clouds as animals and musical instruments and cherubs. Lizzie says, "My heart is broken as I lose my mother in pieces and watch the woman who was my mom disappear leaf by leaf. I smile, stirring up memories of the joys we share over seeing the birds, sunsets, and night skies together, embracing Mother Nature. I smile for the many joys we've had together." Well, as Lizzie pre-grieves for her mother, as her mother slowly disappears, even though she's still here, Lizzie comforts herself saying, "She will be with me always, and the ordinary and extraordinary moments we shared with nature will heal me." In another story from this new book, L.B. Marshall talks about caring for her husband who has dementia at home. She describes having a few minutes off one day while her husband Peter was showering, although she knew she'd be back on duty as soon as he finished, being called upon to turn off the shower, hold the pajama pants open for a step, and help him brush his teeth. When he finished his shower, though, something new happened. He was having a conversation with someone in the bathroom. LB walked in to discover Peter having a conversation with his reflection in the mirror. She says, "He doesn't recognize the old man in the mirror as himself, since he thinks he's much younger than that. So the old man in the mirror has become a new friend who Peter talks to all the time." LB says, "To watch, to immerse in this fantasy with Peter has been gut-punching and heart-wrenching, yet comical at times. We've named our new friend Reflection Ralph, Ralph for short. And sometimes Peter calls him Raft. Peter doesn't know who he is or why he's visiting, but Ralph is everywhere, in every reflection, mirrors, appliances, dark windows, whether we're home, in the car, or out somewhere. Ralph is always with us. When Peter first introduced his wife to Ralph in the mirror, she made a mistake and told him it was his own reflection. But then she realized, no, that is not what you do. It's Alzheimer's 101. You do not argue about reality. You just go along for the ride with whatever your loved one believes. Of course, sometimes your loved one does come back to reality, and that can be heartening, but also pretty tragic. Because that's when you hear things like I hear from my father who said, I don't have any memories. And that's when I realized that I prefer the alternate reality where he has all kinds of memories, incorrect as they may be. In LB's case, one day Peter was looking at their wedding photo with her and he realized he had no memory of their wedding or honeymoon. And he said, this sucks. She says, it was a moment of clarity, as if he understood what was happening, but knew he couldn't stop it. Then he disappeared. And after an appropriate amount of worrying time, I went to look for him. I found him in the bathroom, once again talking to Reflection Ralph in the mirror. He was sharing that wedding photo with his new friend. Tears streamed down his cheeks as he held up the photo to his reflection and talked through the tears about our magnificent day. So the days go on, and Ralph is in every reflection that Peter sees, delighting him because he has a visitor. Ralph keeps Peter busy for long periods of time, which is great for LB. Sometimes they're even up to mischief together. Like the night that Peter was alone for a while and LB went up to check on him, and she found him in the bathroom laughing as he took handfuls of water and threw them at Ralph, the reflection in the mirror. LB didn't know whether to laugh or cry. And that's what dementia is all about for the families who are affected. A constant walking of the line between comedy and tragedy, and a very drawn-out grieving process. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Navigating Elder Care and Dementia. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the advice it contains. You'll find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and our other new collections, sign up for our daily newsletter. You'll get a free story in your email every day. Just go over to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign-up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is at Amy Newmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and to this podcast. And please come back for our next episode for something different. 6 empowering stories containing wonderful advice about how you are enough and how you can make sure that you stay true to yourself and become the best version of you possible.